Hello and welcome to Ask a Lion, presented by Detroit Medical Center. I'm Tori Petrie, and this week we have Marvin Jones Jr. on the show. Marvin, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. All right, if you guys aren't familiar with the segment, it's where you submit your questions on social media and we ask the Lions. So without further ado, let's get to these questions here, Marv. Matthew Polfus wants to know, who do you think is the best dancer on the team?
Me, by far.
You got a teammate over here raising his hands as he's walking by.
He knows. He's second, though.
That's Eric Ebron, in case you didn't get to see him. All right, Juan Hernandez asks, if you could start an R&B supergroup, who would be in it? Only Lions players.
Only Lions players. Okay. It'd be me. It'd be Don Carey.
Okay.
It would be Ebron for a showman. He'd be one of the showmans.
You got to have the showman in the R&B group.
Showman. Other than that, I don't know. I don't know if anybody else could hold a tune. So
Don Carey surprises me. I didn't know about that one.
Oh, most definitely.
All
yeah.
right.
Yeah, he's very good.
So he's got a voice.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. Lioness Lala asks, who's the guy always doing push-ups in your Instagram story, and why is he doing them?
That's my little cousin. He's been doing it for 11 years now. He's my wife Jasmine's cousin. So
okay.
So we play all sorts of games. Video games, Madden, we bet on everything. So when he loses, he does push-ups.
So. So that's his punishment for losing to you.
Yeah, most definitely. So he's been challenging me ever since he was 7 years old, and he's 18 now. So yeah.
Do you ever have to do push-ups when you lose to him?
Yeah, sometimes, but it's not much, you know. So he had a bet with me. He's like, okay, if you lose, then I get to show you on your Instagram doing push-ups. So that kind of motivates me.
All right, there we go. The answer we've all been wondering. Why is your Spanish so good? What Latin roots do you have? And then he says, greetings from Mexico in Spanish that I'm not even going to try to pronounce.
Hola a todos de México. En junio, yo fui a la Málaga, España para estudiar de idioma de español. That's why. So I went there for a week. And, I just want to learn Spanish, so I'll be going back. I'll be going back after the season.
I'm guessing that was the translation of what you just said before.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry. I said in
for those June, of us who don't speak Spanish.
In June, I went to Malaga, Spain, okay. to learn Spanish. I love Spain, and I'll be going to Mexico as well. So
Lions Pride wants to know, what is your favorite touchdown celebration in the NFL right now?
It's still ours from preseason. Definitely the double dutch.
All right.
That was
a good one.
Yeah, that's the one for me.
I'm wondering if you saw the hide and seek one last week.
I did. It's funny because the push up man, my cousin Dylan, he mentioned that like 3 hours before that game.
Oh, really?
and they did it. I was like,
stole it.
Oh man, stole it. So yeah.
All right, got to come up with a new one. Connor Masai asks, what is the scariest movie you've ever watched in honor of Halloween?
Definitely the Exorcist when I was little. That's probably the one that that's the only movie that scared me.
Well, when you're little, that's pretty scary.
Yeah. I don't get scared too much. I don't get scared on scary movies anymore, but I still like to watch them.
Well, I like the Halloween theme question there. Thanks, guys, so much for sending your questions in to Ask a Lion. That's Marvin Jones Jr. Stay tuned to the Lions' social media accounts to find out who will join me next. For DetroitLions.com, I'm Tori Petrie.